The report we are discussing today describes very different paths for the U.S. healthcare system under the plans of President Obama and Governor Romney. The candidates have proposed distinctly different approaches to addressing the healthcare problems currently plaguing the U.S., problems that include more than 48 million people without health insurance, annual increases in healthcare costs and premiums that exceed growth in family income, and uneven quality in healthcare across the country. If reelected, the president has pledged to continue to implement the Affordable Care Act, the health reform law whose major provisions to expand insurance coverage and improve healthcare delivery will be rolled out in the next 15 months. In contrast, the Republican nominee has said that, if elected, he will work to repeal the law and replace it with his own vision for U.S. healthcare. The two candidates' widely disparate plans for Medicare have already received a lot of attention during this campaign. President Obama's implementation of the provisions in the Affordable Care Act would roll out innovations to reduce spending, increase revenues, and improve the quality of care in Medicare. Governor Romney proposes to reduce costs in the program by providing beneficiaries with premium support payments adjusted for health and income to enroll in either a private plan or traditional Medicare. The president's plan for Medicare would extend the solvency of the program to 2024, while Governor Romney would repeal the Affordable Care Act, ending the Medicare spending savings in the law and increase Medicare spending by $716 billion over the next 10 years. As the debate continues on how to reduce healthcare costs and put the federal budget on a sustainable track, it is critical to realize that the problems faced by the healthcare system, however, are not limited to Medicare. We need accessible, affordable, and high-quality healthcare for all Americans to ensure a secure economic future for our nation. With that, I'll turn now to Sarah Collins, Vice President for Affordable Health Insurance at the Commonwealth Fund, who will go through the slides posted on the webpage we emailed you earlier today with highlights of the new report.
Thank you, Karen. I'll begin with Exhibit 1 in the chart pack,